Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. We're live from Oakmont Bakery. The 125th U.S. Open is about a mile up the road here, right across, right up Holton Road. We already came across the Holton Bridge, Bob. This is the most incredible bakery in the United States of America, and I plan to partake in many things like donuts and cookies and cakes.
And I wouldn't refer to it as anything but a factory. It's a factory.
It's unbelievable. How did you get down here, Bob, and how are you getting back?
Well, I left my parking spot, which I was debating whether or not I could walk down the hill, which is not a problem. Walking back up the hill is a problem. It's like a mile and a half straight uphill. So I'm going to defer to my recent health situation and not do that. So I just took my car, and I got to go back and re-enter my car, which is not easy to do, but I got to do it. So I'll do it.
What time did you get there today?
Early. I don't even know it was early. We've been there early every day. No, not that early. I'm not like you. I'm not going to go out and play golf at 6 a.m. and try to get it in. So, no, it was early. We've been early all day. We've been doing a lot of live stuff out here. Today, NBC has started, which means we're not allowed to show a lot of highlights, but we do have photographers out there taking still pictures of some of these guys who are doing well and some who are not.
Bob, who is J.J. Spawn, our leader right now at minus 4 through 12? Who is he?
He's a guy who's been around for a long time, and he hasn't broken through. He's won some PGA Tour events, but he's not necessarily a guy you would have looked at and said to yourself, well, I'm going to pick him going into this thing. Mid-30s, a guy who, like I said, has been around. I don't know how many years he's been on this tour, but he just hasn't been able to break through. But even that, Joe, look at his career earnings. I bet you if you find his career earnings, some of these guys don't have to win. All you have to do is be in contention. The purses have grown so much that I bet he's made a lot of money in his day. Does it have career earnings if you look him up? Because
I can't find it, Bob.
Four wins. I knew he had wins. I'm not sure. But I'm sure I bet you he's made about $30 to $50 million already in his career.
Wow. All right. Well, how about our friend Matt Vogt? I was at home watching his tee shot. He looked so nervous at the start. He parred the first two holes. And since then, it's been a struggle. The story is amazing, but it looks like a struggle. You've been following him around. What has that been like?
A struggle. The first two holes, though, par, and then he decides, the first drive he hit, the nerves were, like, just oozing. You can tell. I saw him the last 2 days. He was, like, the last man on the driving range, and he was out there just working and working. And, I mean, this is all an experience for him. I think he knows that it's probably going to last just today and tomorrow. He knew that going in.
The drive he put past the church pew bunker?
Yeah, I mean, he
350.
He can hit it that long, but
at least
if you do that and you go a little wayward here, you can end up with some trouble. So, I don't know what he is. He was plus 7 last I checked. So, yeah, we hope to talk to him afterwards today and see what his thoughts are. But he has a good idea that his career as a dentist is his profession. This is just an opportunity to have a dream come true.
Man, that was fun watching him tee off. I could feel the nerves. He crushed that ball, but it went into the rough on the other fairway. And then he made a miraculous shot and saved par there.
So you'll remember number one from my point of view.
Of course,
because
yeah.
That Zach Blair putted from 122 yards. I hit two really good shots the day we played.
Right.
And I had an uphill little putt that has, if you don't get it to the, if you go too far, it'll go way off the green. If you hit it too short, it comes right back at you.
The roll of shame.
And how many times did it come back to me?
At least three. At least three.
And I thought they were good putts. So that's the kind of stuff that lies out here for these guys. So even though the scores right now seem to be good at -4, -3 for Gary Woodland, I suspect by the end of the day it's going to get even firmer, that you're going to see mostly over par scores.
Have you seen any of Phil Mickelson? Might he become a story today?
He almost made an eagle on a par 4. He missed. Can he? Sure. This may be his last Open, the last championship that he's going to play. I think his exemption status runs out, which means he's going to have to do something and finish in the top 10 of something of that nature. He certainly has the game, although yesterday he was having all sorts of problems in the rough. He couldn't get the ball out of it.
Really?
You didn't see the video?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to show you the video. Twice, he was just greenside, just a little flop shot, missed it altogether the first time, and then it popped up and went straight back down the second time. He couldn't move it.
Wow. I've seen a lot of
when you see guys do that, then you know it makes you feel better about your own game.
Well, the course seems to be, obviously, with the weather here, firming up. And there have been some shots today that I've seen that I thought the ball, whether it's on the fairway, the green, right off the green, where I thought the ball was going to stop. And then it rolls backwards, it rolls sideways, and it never stops. It
no.
just keeps going.
I mean, that is what Oakmont is all about. It's just, they try to be fair. We talked to Devin Bavard yesterday. He is the senior director for agronomy at the USGA. And his job really is to make the course the way it is. You know, he oversees it all. And he said, I want to make it fair. So if you hit good shots, you will be rewarded for those good shots. But I'm going to keep in mind what the guy who designed this course back in 1903, Henry Fones, did. And if you miss a shot, you should pay a price. If you miss it badly, you'll pay a bigger price. And that's what the goal is. So as long as it's fair, and I think it's fair. I think it's very difficult. But, you miss a shot here, you're going to pay a little bit of a price for it.
Do you still think the winner will be plus or no?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. I think it'll be plus two. I'm not going to go away from that.
Who do you think will win? Who's your prediction, Bob?
Well, I took Tommy Fleetwood at the last moment because I just thought he was due to win. He's been knocking on these major doors for a while. He hasn't won anything in that capacity, but I think he's a very talented guy. But so many guys are capable here. Veteran guys. You talked about Adam Scott's a veteran. Brian Harman's a grinder veteran, all those kind of guys. If they get hot, they could win.
What's the worst thing anybody's done on the course today? I saw somebody chip just like me, Bob. They were 5 feet off the green, and I forget who it was. He chipped, and it went 6 inches, just like me. Did you see anything like that?
You do see that from time to time. Here's a good thing. It's not the right stuff. I wanted to tell you, a friend of mine who runs a betting site, in Las Vegas, he was texting me all these different prop bets. One of them was, do you think anyone will shoot in the 90s at any point of this 72 holes? In the 90s.
Do you?
Yes or no? Yes. I will bet you one person somehow will shoot in the 90s.
Wow.
Do you? Probably not.
I don't know. How often
That's
does 20 that
over
ever
par.
Happen?
That's 20 over par.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it has happened in previous, depending on conditions and everything else. The other one was, how many players do you think will finish the 72 holes under par? For perspective, in 1994, the answer was zero. In 2007, the answer was zero. 16, it was four. It was Dustin Johnson who won, and the three others were under par. So the over and under is 4.5. Do you think there'll be 4.5 over under scores in the red when this is all said and done?
I think under. What's the weather supposed to be like the next
Well, that's the other thing that's going to change. If it does rain, there's supposed to be thunderstorms around.
Right.
Then, all of a sudden, everything changes because now it might be, softer. And these players can go after pins if it's softer.
For sure. What else did you see there, Bob? What's the media tent like? Is Jerry Dulac there? Is Malzy there? What's happening?
They both are there.
Malzy is there?
He was there yesterday. I saw him. I don't know where he is today. But we saw Jason Day, who has this new clothing company. I don't know if you've seen his. The other day, I thought he was John Daly. He had shorts on that looked, American flag, baggy. this company he does stuff for, it's a different kind of company. And he's almost unmistakable out there. When you see his clothing, you'll know it's Jason Day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw his get up the other day. Limits, the thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves me greatly saddened. Would you like to join in? Say hello to Bob.
Bob, good to talk to you as always. I just watched Bryson DeChambeau take a long shot on, I think it was either 13 or 14, Bob, where you talk about just how fast the greens are. Oh, my gosh. I mean, he hit a ball that typically on, I guess, what you'd consider a lot slower of a course would just drop right near the pin. And the ball took off with an exuberant amount of speed completely into an area where he can't even putt it off the green. Like, when people say that these greens are so fast and so rapid for the players, how can you put that into perspective for people?
Well, I mean, Joe has a first-hand account of this in the Post-Gazette. I thought it was a well-written article, column about
you,
your experience here. And the pictures that I had, Joe's in the collapse mode on his knees, praying, looking up at the gods. I thought you were saying, please rescue me. Is there a helicopter to pull me off the golf course?
I was.
That's what it'll do to a handicap who's higher, and that's just the way it is. So, and they play from way back. Where we played, it was up front. You know,
they're playing 1,100 more yards.
Yeah, 1,100 more yards.
Which is crazy.
That's like two more par, four and a five.
Some of those back tees felt like they were a football field away, didn't they?
Yes, they did. This is one of those things that you'll see a lot of people, like the Pirates are out here, Skeens, and a lot of those guys came out here. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be here tomorrow. There are a lot of people who just love golf and will come up and watch it. And you'll see some people that you recognize in those crowds.
What did you think of Aaron Rodgers' comments the other day, Bob? Did he win the first news conference? Did anything jump out to you?
I mean, I think he did, only because he made it all, you know, I'm an all-in kind of guy. I'm ready to go, and okay, we'll see. You know, he's saying all the right stuff right now. We'll see how that goes, and we'll see if he can complement or work with Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin on how they want to pursue their offensive goals and strategies. I think Aaron Rodgers loves to throw the ball. I think he appreciates the ground game. In Green Bay, they had one that worked for him and it did a lot of good things. They need to establish that. I'm one of those guys, Joe. I don't know about you, but I thought the best thing I've said it a million times was Fields, because he has the opportunity to advance his status as potentially a franchise quarterback because he's 25. He has.
Yeah.
You can maybe extract that from him. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, this is clearly 1 year, I think. I don't know that he's going to go beyond this. But I also see where he can be effective.
What if he's really good this year?
Do you think they're going to bring him back?
I do, yeah.
Define really good.
Our eyes will tell us. 27 touchdowns, 10 picks, and they make the playoffs.
If that's the case, then he'll be 43 next year, because he's going to be 42 midseason this year.
Maybe he's one of the freakish ones.
Maybe
the only one other than Brady. Maybe.
Yeah, most people will disagree with that, I think, just because of the age factor.
I'll disagree with that, but it's possible.
It's possible. And that's why I say the Steelers are trying to not sacrifice this season. They want to win. They'll do anything they can to win as far as bringing in people who, you know, again, when you're chasing a quarterback, though, this is a situation I'm sure they want to end soon. They do not want yearly quarterback competitions or a rotation of quarterbacks. This will be, what, the fifth different starting quarterback in 5 years, something like that?
Yeah.
You can't keep doing that. It's just not good, because if you have somebody who is established in that position, you then could put all of your other resources and assets into drafting other needs and signing other positions. When you're constantly searching for a quarterback, it makes it very difficult to do that.
Bob, you seem mildly depressed today. Are you? Or are you happy?
I'm tired.
Giddy? You're
tired. I'm tired.
I know. I figured you'd be tired.
It's been a long week.
You got up too early today.
It's a long week. You know me. I like to sleep a little longer in the morning. But we've been up here all week early. And then once you get here, it's great. I mean, it's starting to get nice and hot, so I like that too.
Limits, are you sensing that from Bob, that he might be a little bit fatigued from covering the Open today?
Maybe a little bit, but it's good reasons to be fatigued. By the end of the week, it'll be so rewarding for Bob. He'll put his hands up in the air just like the winning golfer will and be like, successful week. Now let me find the pillow for the next 12 hours.
Yeah, hey, you know what, though, Austin and Joe? You don't get a chance to do these very often, these kind of events that come to Pittsburgh.
When's it coming again?
Well, the U.S. Women's opens in 2028, so that's just 3 years from now. I believe they have a United States amateur coming here again soon. And then I think it's 2034, the next U.S. Open will be here. So because they are a, quote, anchor site, they get always in the rotation. and USGA invests in their club. They take over it. They put money into it. So that's a good thing for Oakmont when the USGA gives you a lot.
What other notable media people did you see, Bob? You mentioned Mulsey wasn't there. Is Bill Plaschke up there? Give me some names.
I haven't seen. A lot of people were asking for Paige Sporanic if she was going to be there, but I haven't seen her. I don't know. She may be here.
Is Tiger here?
No. Tiger won't show up here. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody like a Michael Jordan decided, hey, you know, I want to go over there and watch. I like Oakmont because he's played here before. He might decide to fly in and surprise people. But no, I haven't seen many other, the Golf Channel guys who I know pretty well. I saw Mike Tirico yesterday, wished him well. We were talking a lot about, he's excited to do the NBA now for them on NBC. They have that coming up.
The Golf Channel guys are fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, they're real good.
Who's the older guy? I don't know.
Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen's here?
Not Rich Eisen. Rich Lerner. I'm sorry. I got my Rich.
Who hosts the show?
Yeah, he's a host.
Yeah. Oh, boy, is he good, Bob.
He's really good. He's been doing this for a long time.
They went hole by hole yesterday with a drone.
Yeah.
And the guy who refurbished
Gil Hans. Gil Hans. He was terrific explaining.
Was he great or what?
He, by the way, so I was up at Pebble earlier this year.
Yeah.
They have contracted him Spanish Bay out there. It's a beautiful golf course. They're changing the whole thing, and they've given him carte blanche to do it. All 18 holes, kind of just tearing them out and putting new ones in. And it's a beautiful, right along the coastline, really great property. So this guy's in high demand. For whatever reason, he's like the architect that everyone wants.
Right.
And I'm sure he charges a lot of money to do it. But if you walk on those grounds where you play, you'll see the changes are spectacular.
That was a great show where they went hole by hole. And they did hole number 13 where I got a par ball.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I remember that, and I remember
it was 140 yards.
And my
for us.
Biggest problem, yeah, and it'll play probably 190 for them. There's not much space back there to make it anything more, but still, 190 is 190. You made a great shot, setting up a par putt down the hill, slick. It was probably 14 on a stint meter. You made it. I was rolling. I at least I thought I was rolling to give you a memory for your lifetime. And I did not, I didn't push the record button.
I know.
But I do have your result. I have the photo of you pointing up to the sky.
Which is great. And which ran in the paper yesterday with my...
with your falling on your knees, collapsing, get me to the 19th. Oh, I need a drink.
Bob, what did you think of Mario Lemieux and Ron Burkle said to be interested in the Penguins again? FSG couldn't shoot it down fast enough. But it's not like that came from nobody. It came from Pierre LeBrun. Somebody's trying to stir up some stuff.
Is
David Morehouse trying to stir something up?
Well,
What's happening here?
David's now doing stuff with the Steelers. He's a big...
but he said to be in on this, too.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to think. I am sure... I mean, when I saw that, totally shocked. Like, what? They want to get back into it. However, I would totally endorse it because I think the way that Burkle and Lemieux ran this thing was the way I want to see the Penguins to be run. More of a...
family atmosphere.
Yeah, a family
Less
atmosphere.
Less of a corporate atmosphere.
And Mario being there all the time, invested in what's going on here. Now they have a problem, and they kind of alienated him, I think, and he hasn't been back. That's not good for the look. And I also think the Fenway Sports Group is such a big company. They got the Liverpool Soccer Club. They got the Boston Red Sox. They got everything. The only thing that would change if this ever did happen, one of them would be the broadcast rights and what would happen there. But I think... I don't know. I don't know if it's just speculation. I don't know. There must be, for Pierre LeBrun to put it out, there has to be something that triggered that.
Somebody told him something.
Yeah.
And it was, I imagine, a primary source, so it's interesting.
Yeah, but
I'll say that much.
I'll tell you what, anytime you can get Mario Lemieux involved in anything, it's great. I mean, he just has this cachet about him. He loves Pittsburgh. He contributes here in so many ways. His foundation with Nancy Angus and Drew. And all the people involved, they do a wonderful job in really giving back to cancer research and Austin's Playroom Project, all of it. Fantastic. So I would love to see him more involved. I just don't – I can't imagine him getting back into ownership. He seemed like he was very relieved to just move on.
That's
and
the
enjoy,
thing.
You know, he's a grandfather now over and over, and he likes being the granddad.
Bob, who is Gary Woodland, and why does he have a Pirates hat on? Not at the –
That's not
today.
A Pirates hat. That's a Puma hat. Let's get your... Come on.
That's
now.
A Pirates hat.
That is
hat.
Not a Pirate hat. It's
what?
A P for Puma.
It's a Pirate hat.
No, it's not.
It sure looks like a Pirate hat,
doesn't
it, Limits?
It does look like a Pirate hat.
Look,
I know
look under Puma
about.
Hats. You'll see a big P there, and that's how they do it. It's Puma.
Bob, should the Pirates sue Puma for copyright infringement?
No.
It looked very similar.
That's a good
it's
question,
It's not the
Limits.
Same exact P. You have to be the exact P. Well, what he is... a U.S. Open winner. He also had brain surgery. Many people thought he'd never play golf again. This is a great story. And a really guy who's, after all of this happened, has turned to just, I'm having a great time. Nothing's going to stress me. I've been on the brink of something I didn't think I'd come back from. He has a wonderful attitude about it. And I think that's serving him well right now because he's 300 par.
Yeah, that is a hell of a story. Bob, it looks like T-Bird is leaving. Does this sadden you?
T-Bird just going with all the beautiful ladies in Oakmont Bakery. That's what he's doing. Yep. He's moving around, and he's like...
He did a hell of a job today, our friend T-Bird. And what a man he is, right, Bob?
T-Bird, let me ask you something. You like your hat on backwards? Because I'm not a hat on backwards kind of guy. Is that a sign that you're cool and young? Because I see, that looks better to me. I'll get a show of hands here. How many people like that look? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Don't be shy, or turn it around backwards with a brim
facing.
Turn
it around backwards, T-Bird.
Which do you like better?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, the backwards.
Why do you like that?
All the ladies like that better. Yeah.
Okay. You know why? Because he has a man bun. That's what it is. He's got a man bun, and you're attracted to the man bun. I know what you are. I see.
Mr. Sensitive Man Bun Man.
I just can't do that look. Do you?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
A man bun?
No that look hat backwards.
I couldn't do a man bun.
Here's
if
a
I
secondary
to.
Question. Your brim is not like this, but you see those flat brims, like you can use it as a charcuterie board, that one of those? I hate those looks. Do you like those?
Why is this woman handing me puffs, Bob?
Because you're going to probably cry by the end of the day.
Crying? There's Judy and Paul Wood. Very nice people.
Hi, Judy and Paul. Who's the little one?
Mia.
Aww, Mia, how are you, Mia? You can't talk, but we'll get your translator. How old are you, Mia?
Incredible.
6 months, wow.
Beautiful.
Pretty baby.
Absolutely beautiful.
Looking around, you know that's Joe Starkey. He is a big star in the market right here. Mia, you'll be happy. One day you'll remember this moment.
Her first time meeting Bob Pompeiani is going to be memorable, Bob. All right, Bob, what's going to happen the rest of the day? We're waiting for Jeff Hathorne to join us.
What's going to happen
the rest of the day?
My bet is that you're going to see scores go in the opposite direction. Some of these minus four, minus three will start moving back. I see Rory's given some back. He was 200 now at one. I think it gets tougher as it goes. It gets faster as it goes. And I think you'll see scores more in the even par range, especially later in the day.
Bob, I'm still trying to figure out why that lady handed me a thing.
Puffs.
Yeah. Puffs.
Especially
is there some sort
ultra
of
soft,
here?
Yeah. Ultra soft and cushiony.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know why that just happened.
Are you sure they're not guesses? Are you sure they're not
maybe.
Peeps? Remember Peeps, the Easter candy?
No. These are tissues.
These are tissues.
And I think they heard Joe talk about how he came to his knees. He may have read the column where he's on his knees praying to the gods to get me out of Oakmont and right to the hot dog shack and the transfusions. By the way, Joe, did you have a transfusion that day? Oakmont makes the best transfusions.
You had one, though, and you liked it.
I had two.
Do the players eat hot dogs at the turn, Bob, while they're playing?
They're not allowed to. Not allowed. They don't. They have food in their bag. They probably have something that's already pre-made. Caddy will hand it to them. You'll see a banana at some point that's in their bag, or a sandwich that's on ice somewhere. And no, they don't stop and do what we do. That's the difference. I'm looking forward to the hot dog and the transfusion. They're concentrating on every little inch of every putt they read.
Do you think any of them sneak beer around?
No.
They allowed to?
No.
What would happen if they got caught drinking beer on the course?
I'm sure the commissioner won't approve of that. That's the difference with us. You know, you want to have a good time. I'm interested in scoring, sure. But I'm also interested in just the social component
Angel
of this.
Cabrera was firing up darts. By the way, have you seen? And our friend Greg showed us the clubhouse and the history part of Oakmont. They have the cigarette butts under glass from when Cabrera was firing up darts coming down the 18th fairway.
It's like a museum of that sort of stuff. If you go in there, it's all the original stuff from 1903. Nothing's been changed.
How do you save the cigarette butts?
There's no. Well, do you remember when gum? Whose gum was it? Went on eBay. How do you know that's a real gum? Somebody bid a lot of money on somebody's gum. I forget whose it was. They must know. I mean, they have. But the benches that those guys sit on have spike marks from guys who used to play here and won here, big names, and they haven't changed one thing in there. It's really like a museum.
How much would gum with Bob Pompiani's chewing go for, do you think, Joe?
At least $1 million.
I agree. Joe, we have Jeff Hathorne standing by.
Jeff Hathorne.
This Oakmont update is brought to you by True Green, the official lawn care of the PGA, White Claw, and Jim Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek.
Jeff, say hello to Bob Pompiani. You may have crossed paths with him already today, so this might be renewing acquaintances.
They are erecting the statue of him right now, and he is missing his own ceremony.
So, Jeff, I have to ask you, because watching Vogt a little bit, did you put in a request to talk to him afterwards? Because you have to apparently have at least six requests before he goes to the flash zone.
We have.
I think, I don't know, how he must be on 15 or 16 by now, but your thoughts about him and also the rest of the field?
I thought it was, first off, I mean, to be the first guy out, to hear your name, and as much as you try to enjoy it, block it out, to stand on that first tee and be in that situation, you can't duplicate the emotion. So the fact that he got it airborne, I don't care how good of a player you are, was a big move. He then hooked it into the other rough on the other fairway and then hit a shot onto the green and made par. I thought that was a win right there. Beyond that, I mean, there have been some struggles that probably were understandable. He's had, two doubles and four bogeys. But I just think the fact that he's playing in it, given all that he's been through, is pretty awesome.
Man, I'll say, Jeff Hathorne, we're at Oakmont Bakery right now. Jeff is about a mile up the road at the course. Have you seen any epic fails today, Jeff? Anybody with a golf blooper?
I just saw one from Rory.
What'd he do?
Where he was in the heavy hay and then tried to get it, too far ahead and ends up on the side of the next bunker. So, lauding Rory for those two early birdies, and now it looks like that score could tumble back a little bit as he still continues to play that hole. So, I mean, listen, you could find shots like that all over this course. I mean, if you think you've got it or, you get a birdie here or there, it may just be – to help you for a double that's coming. So that is what makes this place so maddening for these guys, is to just accept bogey sometimes, because they're so good, you think you can get out of anything. And if you try to do that out here, you could put up a big number.
So, Jeff, I want to ask you this. I spent some time this week at some of the tour trailers they had down there. The Srixon trailer went in. Paul Skeens was in there, actually. And you talk about they had a request. Listen to this.
How random is
that? They had several requests for the guy who does all the club making.
Yeah.
For 5-wood, 7-woods, and even a 9-wood. And the players who played the practice round on Monday especially came back and said to their machinist in there, who's great, by the way, they make these clubs in like an hour. Just brand new.
God.
And so he's chiseling away, and he was explaining to us that we've had more requests for 7-woods. I've never had that. And the players seem to suggest that if you get in this rough, right, Jeff, you can take a wedge and go sideways, maybe get it out. But they're thinking differently. They want something with some loft, so they generate speed. They can at least move it ahead at a better length. So I thought that was interesting, the request for that many.
To hit out of the rough,
yeah,
the 7-1.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that is,
and I heard this from Scotty Scheffler, guys, that this stuck with me. When he was asked if he was going to have a 7-wood, and he said maybe. He said, but if I hit in the rough, I'm thinking more 7-iron. And I think what he was implying there is, let all these guys try to think that they can get it to the green out of this rough. I'm going to play it safe and accept, and try to get up and down from the fairway.
Right.
And that is the type of mentality. Because if these guys think they can get it out of some of this, I mean, if you've been out here, Bob, I mean, this stuff is so thick. And that rain just did nothing but help it out.
Jeff, we appreciate the time. I know you got to get back to the course, and we'll talk to you at 12:27 or thereabouts. What a man you've become.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, gentlemen.
This Oakmont update was brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions, Brookline.com, and Aircraft Management Group.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob, we're back, and you're fortified with a nice to-go bag, aren't you, from Oakmont Bakery?
Yeah. Mark's, he's a tremendous guy here. What a place this is, huh?
What a place this
is. He said
is.
They have normally like 225 employees. This week it's over 100 more because of all the demand. And listen, if you go up to the media area up there or any of the specialized hospitality buildings that they've created, I mean, Oakmont Bakery's all over the place there. So
I can't believe that they have stuff other than like donuts, cakes, all that. They have regular lunch food.
Oh, yeah,
food,
great
Bob.
Food.
You got a hoagie,
look,
didn't you?
They're eating a regular lunch over here, and I have cookies
there's
for dessert.
Sandwiches.
And that's what it is, right?
Do they have BLTs, Bob?
I'm sure he has a BLT.
I hope he does.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to get. Is that lady saying yes?
Yeah. She's nodding her head, so.
I'm going to order that. Do they have fries as well?
Have fries? And we're turning this into a fast chips. No, chips. That's a healthier version. We have chips.
Good. I love that. All right, Bob. How do you think this TJ Watt drama turns out?
The same way it did the last time. It may be a little uglier, but I think it'll still end up where he's going to go through. And I'm a little surprised he wasn't here this week for minicamp. He did that the last time, but I believe he'll show up for training camp, go through a hold-in. They'll continue to do it, and it'll be similar to, you know, right before the season starts, a few days, a few hours, who knows, that he'll eventually sign a deal. But I think the whole thing comes down to how much future money do you want to put in a guy who's getting older? And I think that's just a good business thing to think. The first 2 years of this, I would imagine, he's going to be still at the top of his game.
Yeah.
Then after that, who knows?
You think he'll get Myles Garrett money?
I think it'll be close. If I were TJ, I don't know if I'd – and listen, he doesn't like that guy, and I think there's something there. But as soon as he signs a deal like that, next year there'll be some new guy comes along and makes him the second high. I mean, that's to me, I've always wondered about why athletes have to have that distinction. In quarterback world, you could sign a deal today and tomorrow, you sign, you get more than me, and now I'm second. And then look where is Patrick Mahomes on this list right now.
Right.
He's what, 10th, 12th? You know, and just – I don't think that – T.J. Watt says he wants to win a Super Bowl in Pittsburgh. The Steelers want to have him around. There's no question. So, you know, the bottom line is they'll get it done, in my view. And I think it'll be close to that kind of money.
Do you have to go, Bob?
Not yet. I'm trying to hide this phone call because it is work-related.
Is so. Matt Vogt done yet?
I don't know. Can you check the scoreboard?
Yes, I certainly
see if Matt
can.
Vogt's
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase presented by Sheets. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the Fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Limits, can you check where Matt Vogt is on the leaderboard right now and what hole he's on?
I'm more interested in what hole he's is. I know he's a 7 over or maybe a little
because
bit.
Bob might have to go right now. Can you do that, Limits?
Yes, I can. He is currently 9 over through 16 holes, Bob.
All right, so he has 2 holes left.
Yeah.
So that's another – I told you it would be at least an hour and a half back then. So.
How long is a round for these guys, Bob?
Well, listen, he went out at 6:45. What time is it now? It's 11:40. That's 5 hours.
Five,
and they were the first
five
out.
Five and a half hours.
So it's going
to be
5.5 hours. And the problem is you have 150-some, whatever it is, golfers doing this. They're all very, you know, deliberate because they know how important each putt, each shot can be in terms of.
Yeah, it takes too long, by the way.
It does.
Everybody's checking the, you know, the ball.
This is why
wind,
it's better to do
else.
What we do. You go, you look forward to the hot dog. You may pick it up because you're hungry. You get a transfusion, you go to the next hole.
They should have a timer. They should have
Well, they do in regular tour events. And if you're warned, you're on the clock. If you're on the clock, you're looking at a potential penalty if you take too long.
I like that. That's the way it should be. Limits, do you have anything to ask Bob before he leaves? I know you're a very curious man.
Yeah, Bob, I'm curious what you think of some of the things that the Steelers have done, like coaching-wise this week, which I thought was interesting. Calvin Austin, according to Zach Azani, is the wide receiver too, and Derek Harmon is the starting defensive lineman on the left side. Are you surprised that the position coaches came out and said these things before training camp?
No, I'm not surprised at all. Who else are you going to put at number two for that? Roman Wilson's working his way back, Austin, so you know, they're going to go out and get, I got to believe the lesson they learned last year, which is a hard one, which they kept thinking they had people who could be the number two, Joe, and they didn't. And so you keep bringing people in. Eventually you get Mike Williams is okay for a little bit, whatever. But in the long run, you still need people who are going to be able to step up. I think Calvin Austin's deserved that. I think those guys really appreciate where he's come from in terms of his career and how it's progressed. As far as Derek Harmon, they don't have anyone else who's better than him right now. They've had guys they know about, like Loudermilk, like Leal, like others. He's a better fit. That's why they took him number one. So, no, I'm not surprised by any of that. And you're going to see more and more, I think, of that. Guys who are drafted and immediately start because you have to. Zach Frazier was the best example of that last year. He comes in and, you know, they had the injury occurred, of course, to Herbig, and so they had to come up with somebody. He was it, and you can tell he's ready to play.
How about McCutchen passing Clemente?
Pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still having a very good year. And I thought going in this would be sort of a more of a just a ceremonial final year for Andrew McCutchen. He may not even be a final year. Do you think he'd decide to come back again?
Oh, wow. Maybe. He might.
But they need somebody else to be a designated hitter in terms of a young bomber. They got to find somebody who can do that. He can still have a role somewhere in this, but at some point, you need someone else to take over.
I know, but he's even better this year than he was last year.
Exactly, was better this year than last. So, good for him. And his bat speed and his velocity, exit velocity, still very good.
Bob, women are passing you notes. What's happening now? What does that say?
This one says, "Please tell Selena I miss her in the AM. Wishes for a happy, healthy baby." Thank you so much. I've had a lot of people ask me about my daughter, and she's doing well, and she just loves being a mother. So I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
Did you see the note that somebody passed to me for Malzy? It says,
"No.
Hey, Malzy, have you ever been called a pinhead?" Tom from Oakmont. I don't think that's very nice, Bob. He wrote it on a napkin.
And why are you reading it then?
Good question. Why am I reading it, Limits?
Maybe you want to call Malzy a pinhead as well, but want to just blame it on someone else.
Psychoanalysis going on here. What's in Joe Starkey's brain right now? Where is he coming? He has a look right now, if you saw it, Austin. He's like surveying. I don't know if he's surveying food expectations. He's trying to figure out, you know, how he gets access to the club. He didn't apply for a credential, which I'm shocked.
Oh, boy. He's distracted, Bob.
I like watching it on TV, Bob.
You can watch it on TV. They have TVs everywhere. You can do both.
I know, but the last time I covered the U.S. Open, the only other time I covered it, it was like either I follow one guy or I wait at a hole and have a horrible view of what's going on. I don't know how to do it. I don't like it. I don't like covering it. I like watching it.
Well, you can watch today. Like I said, if you had a thing today, go up there after you're done, right up the hill, walk around.
Well, what's your strategy? I like watching
if I know I'm doing a story on somebody, I just follow that person.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to see highlights later. I don't have to be there, especially first or second rounds. Third or fourth, the final round now, you need to see every shot. That's different. So it's hard to keep up. You're right. And you got to battle through people. That's the other thing that's hard.
TV golf is like the red zone. You just get the good stuff. You don't have to put any work in.
I think golf is one of the things. And since you now are addicted by the golf bug, you tell me this, because you never used to watch it the way you do it now.
Yeah.
On a final round of a major, you can actually sit there for 6 straight hours and be engaged the whole time. Right? Because you know what shots are coming. This guy's here. He has to do this. Let's go to this screen. He's got to make that. It's amazing. It's much better on television in terms of, you know, watching everything that's going on.
Thank you, Bob. I know you have
It's always a pleasure.
Do.
I'll let you know how our friend Matt Vogt does. Vogt for Vogt.
You're a wonderful man. And if it wouldn't burden you too much, if you could get Limits and I both, God bless me, T-shirts.
God bless you.
With the U.S. Open logo and a squirrel on it, we'd be much obliged.
I could do better than that. T-shirts, you don't want a T-shirt.
No.
You want a pullover. You want a,
yes, I
you
do.
Know, a hoodie.
Yes, I do.
Hoodies are expensive.
I'll pay you.
For a polo.
And I'll pay for Limits, too.
No.
I think he deserves it.
The only thing I'm going to have to find time to get in there, if you saw the crowds going through that, it's unbelievable
that
how big it is. Yeah, so.
Bob, when you're in there, send me pictures of some of the options.
Jeez, Limits, oh, geez, that's a little bit
demanding. Would you like lunch served, too? Can I have someone deliver it to you over there?
Please,
Foster
a four-course meal.
Jeez.
You'll take anything you can get, Limits.
Yes,
you'll be deeply saddened
I'll
if you don't get
happy.
It.
I'll be very happy.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks, Austin, Bob. You guys have a good day. I'll see you on KDK TV at 4, 5, 6. We're going to have all our coverage as we always do.
Beautiful. Mostly sunny today with a high of Hines Ward, 86. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And we got the NBA Finals. Man, are they heating up. Really good game. Bob, how about TJ McConnell last night? Changed the game around in the first half. I thought he was as big a key as anybody because they were a little bit, I don't want to say sort of flat, but something wasn't right, and he electrified the whole building, and the game was never the same after that.
No, I totally agree. He was the difference maker. I think when I saw this, he's the first player off the bench to have 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists, something like that.
10 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals.
Steals.
He stole 2 inbounds passes.
The one was right underneath. I don't have any idea how he did it. And first of all, I don't know who did the inbounding, but what were they thinking?
Caruso.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Alex Caruso?
Yes.
Wow, and he threw it right to him.
Oh, was it great. And then they showed Tim McConnell.
Yeah, the dad, right? he's there. He's, yeah,
and then on the same day, Susie McConnell's named head coach at Upper St. Clair.
And Megan McConnell is making
Phoenix.
Her way into Phoenix.
Yes.
It's a family affair.
Wow.
You want to sing with me, Joe? It's a family affair.
Do you remember the show Courtship of Eddie's Father, Bob?
I remember it. I didn't watch it.
Who starred in it?
I don't know.
Wrong.
I didn't watch it.
Bill Bixby,
okay. Do you know his brother, Brian Bixby, played here, or Bixler it was. Bixley, remember Brian Bixler?
Brian Bixler.
He was like a shortstop. How many shortstops have the Pirates had who didn't make it?
Do you think Connor Griffin will be here by next year?
No.
Mike McHenry says maybe.
Oh, I think it'd be great
and
if he could.
He's like worked with him.
If he could, I'd love to see it. The more, the better, the quicker, the faster, yes.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, guys. Have a good rest of your day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.